Good morning again, or should I say top of the morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you who celebrate the green. This is going to be an awesome day today because we all woke up this morning. We do these motivational calls on Mojo Calls for this team every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. It's between 8 to 8:15. A little something to get your day started off on the right foot. And the call is done by different leaders, and I want to give a shout out and a thank you and acknowledge all those leaders for doing the calls. And you're always going to get a different message, and you never know what the message is going to be because we all have different perspectives and different experiences that we want to share that will help you grow as an ACN business partner, and as an individual. So today I'm going to tell a story. That's going to be my message today. I'm going to tell a story. So if you've got a cup of coffee, you know, sit back, enjoy, because I'm going to tell a story. You know, very often we think that ACN is a world unto itself, that our business experiences are just unique to ACN. They don't happen anyplace else. Well, you know, we do have a unique way of doing things, and we have our own terminology that we use, just like lawyers do and doctors do and engineers do. But ACN is not a world unto itself, meaning what happens in things that happen in ACN do also happen in other areas of our lives. So let me start my story. My granddaughter, we sent her off to college when she was 18, of course. Now, my granddaughter lives with me. She's been living with me for a couple of years. But even before she lived with me and my daughter, she would always spend the summers with us, and she would travel with us. She's been to ACN events with me. She's been to California. She's been to Charlotte, got upset with me because I didn't bring her to take her to Phoenix when we had an event in Phoenix. So she's always been a fixture in my life, and I've been a fixture in her life. So a couple of years ago, she just moved in with us, me and my daughter, permanently. And we sent her off to college when she was 18. But then, you know, of course, COVID hit, and everything just went bonkers after that. So in 2020, when she was 19, she came home from college because of COVID, and then she said, I want to have a family meeting. So she set herself for a family meeting, and she says, I decided not to go back to college, not to go back to school. That school is not good for me. I decided to go into the military. I decided to go into the Air Force. And she told us why she picked the Air Force. And we said, okay, if that's what you want to do, that's fine with us. See, she made a decision. And she came back and she gave us what her decision was. And that's what we do when we start our ACN business. We decide. And it's driven by a need or a why. And she told us her need or why. And I forgot to call and ask her what it was. But she had a reason why she wanted to go in the Air Force. One of the reasons, she said, well, the benefits was better, and she didn't have to do the same type of physical training as they did in the Army. I do remember that. But she had a why. And that's how we are when we start our ACN business. We make a decision, and we're driven by a why, a need. The second thing she did is she contacted a recruiter. And she did, and a recruiter told her what she needed to do. And she did everything the recruiter told her she needed to do. She had to take a test. She followed up with her recruiter several times, by phone and in person. And to our shock and amaze, she would get up at 6 in the morning to do things that she needed to do in order to get herself ready to be enlisted in the Air Force. On her test, she tested so well, she tested so high, she could pick what she wanted, what job she wanted to have in the Air Force. We were very excited about that. But she took the test. She got up early in the morning, as I said. She had to go to MEPS several times. MEPS for you who are, you don't know, stands for Military Entrance Processing Station. We had to drop her off at the hotel in Annapolis. She told us they would wake her up at like 4 in the morning to get on the bus at 5, take them over to Fort Belvoir, which is where METS is, and sometimes they have to sit for hours without their cell phone. They had to just be still and wait as their turn came to be processed. But she did it. She did it. She did everything her recruiter told her to do. In ACN, our leaders give us direction. They show us the course that we need to follow to reach the goals that we want to reach. Yesterday, Ms. Perkins gave us some excellent goals for, because this is convention week. Yes, I'm going to mention it. This is convention week. And so she gave us the activities, whether you're going or not, so that you can be prepared. The next thing she did is she was looking to leave in January. But that didn't happen because she stopped getting processed at the end of, I'm getting my years confused. She got processed in December is when she started, in December 2021. She thought she was leaving January 2022, but that didn't happen. And she was very disappointed. She said she wanted to become an ARV enlisted before when Biden took office, but that didn't happen. But she didn't give up. It wasn't her fault that she did not get called in. The job that she picked, it just wasn't available. But she kept going. And she kept regular contact with her recruiter. Her recruiter would call her. I knew she had to take her weight every so often and giving that information to him. She reviewed information, the list of things that she had to take with her to training, but she never gave up. She kept going. She just kept waiting, checking her emails as to when she was going to get her orders to report. In ACN, sometimes those goals that we set for ourselves, they just don't happen on our time frame. And sometimes it's not our fault. We're making the phone calls. We're making the contacts. We're doing what we're supposed to do, but, hey, we hit that dreaded no. And it happens to all of us. But we keep going. We don't quit. And that's what Mr. Yashnik talked about on Monday, how successful people don't quit. They just find another way to accomplish the goals that they're after. So she just kept waiting, and she had a summer job. She worked until finally in October. She got orders to report. She was so excited. She couldn't decide. They asked her, did she want to report after Thanksgiving or did she want to report on December 26th? So she decided December 26th. But we're like, oh, my God, that's Christmas. You can't leave at Christmas. But we all adjusted. She adjusted. We decided to give her Christmas gifts at the beginning of December so that she would have time to enjoy them. We opened gifts on Christmas Eve instead of Christmas Day because we wanted to spend Christmas Day just with each other. And also during the month of December, she said, I wanted to do something different. I want memories to take with me. So we did a lot of activities, Christmas activities. We went to Nat Park, the baseball stadium, where they had a Christmas exhibition with Christmas lights and vendors. We did that. We went to the movies together, had to see Spider-Man before she left, and we had to see Dune before she left. So we went to the movies, and we did a lot of things she wanted to do. She picked them out, and that's what we did, so she could take memories with her. In ACN, we have to adjust. We have to adjust sometimes every day. We clearly had to adjust during the pandemic, and we did it successfully. So we adjusted to not having a traditional Christmas, and it was successful. So then December 26th came. Her bag was packed. She knew what she had to take. She could only take one bag, And it had to be a duffel-like bag, small bag that she could carry. So we found one. We bought one from her for her at the store. And we took her to the hotel. We dropped her off so that she can be shipped off to BMT. BMT is basic military training. Okay, I'm learning military terms, so I'm going to teach you military terms. So we dropped her off on Sunday. We did not expect to hear from her for 8 weeks. That was going to be something hard for us on both sides. We knew we would get a text giving us her address, and we didn't know when we would hear from her again. But on Wednesday, we get a phone call. She calls us on Wednesday. I'm going to panic. Like, what's wrong? Are they sending you home? What's wrong? You know? And she says, I've got COVID. And we're like, what do you mean you have COVID? He dropped you off at the hotel. You didn't have COVID. Apparently, in San Antonio, when she arrived, Omicron was a hotbed for Omicron. So she got COVID. She was in isolation. They gave her a phone so she can use it whenever she wants to. But she was in isolation. Now, that was a setback. That was something she did not plan for. But she had a roommate. To me, that was weird. And we found out later that almost half her class came down with COVID. It was a setback. But they gave her her books, her course materials, so she was studying while she was in isolation. And sometimes in ACN, we think we're alone. We think we're the only one whose mom did not become a customer. We think we're the only one whose best friend refused to look at the business. We think we're the only one who contacted people all week and got no, 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 and that's all we heard. But guess what? That's not true. It's happened to all of us. We all get no's. I remember when I got started, it took me 90 days to get my first recruit. 90 days, 3 months before somebody said yes and yes and it actually signed up. Oh, but while she was in isolation, we asked her, are you still graduating on February 17th? And she said, yeah. We're like, are you sure? She said, yes. They told me I could graduate. Well, anyway, 10 days passed, and she was cleared to return to her flight. Flight is what they call their training unit in the Air Force. She returned to her flight, and her mantra became, I'm not going to be recycled. Recycled means they pull you out of the class that you're in, and you go back to week zero in the next incoming class. So you start all over again with the next incoming class. Her mantra became, I'm not going to be recycled. I'm graduating on the 17th. She joined her flight 10 days late. She caught up with them. She was with them as far as knowing the knowledge, the things that was in the paper, the books that they were reading, the classes that they were taking. She excelled in PT, which is not physical therapy. It's physical training. In fact, she would tell us that she ran faster than she was required to run a mile. She did more push-ups than she was required to do in a minute. She made a mistake at one time, and she asked if she could do it again, and a training sergeant said yes, and she did it again, and she passed. And then came Beast Week. Now, I don't know what happens in Beast Week. It's not Glam Week, so it must be Beast Week. Beast Week is the week before graduation. And don't forget now, you can be pulled out and recycled at any time. So during Beast Week, she rolled her ankle. So this is the option she was given. Well, you can report it. You can keep it. You're graduating next week. You have two options. You can either suck it up and keep it going and report it when you go to your first duty station, or you can report it now. Well, since her mantra was, I'm not going to be recycled, she sucked it up. And on February 17th, oh, that's why my tears, She graduated Airman 2, Survivor Monroe. You know, in ACN, we also have to suck it up sometimes. We have to make another contact and get another no. And we have to keep going. We make a choice to suck it up and keep going. She reached her goal. And we will also reach our goals in ACN if we don't give up and we put in the work. Now, the wisdom of a 20-year-old that she told us at her graduation dinner was that you can't come in with an attitude. If you come in with an attitude, you're going to have a problem. You can't come into ACN with an attitude. You're going to have a problem. You have to be coachable. If you're not coachable, you're not going to reach the goals that you want to reach. She also said BMT, basic military training, was all about mental and physical toughness. She said that's all they were doing. That's all it was about. And she said once she figured it out, it was easy for her. In ACN, it's all about mental toughness. We have to let the no's roll past us. We have to let the no-shows roll past us. Now, you know, I always do a call to action, and this is convention week, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear about the new announcements, the new products, the new services, the new conversation plans. And, yes, we have a call to action. Some of us have decided to go, and some of us haven't. And it's okay if you decided you haven't go. No, COVID is really what we can have with us these days. One state is one way. One state is another. One day in D.C., I have to wear a mask to go to the restaurant. The next week, I don't. So it's really weird. So we all understand. But whatever decision you have made, Ms. Perkins gave us a call to action yesterday on how to prepare to call all your active IBOs, call all your past IBOs, set up your PBZ for Monday, and who do you know in Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas? If you haven't taken those action steps yet, do those today, do those tomorrow, do those Saturday. And Mr. Yashnik told us on Tuesday, to never, ever quit, because that's what successful people do. So I hope my story inspired you today and that you have a fantastic day and a safe trip to and from Oklahoma. Have an awesome day. Bye.